Non, combat. Off.
Three.
On stand.
Two. One. Zero.
Hello, listeners, and welcome to another exciting episode of the Tableverse Podcast. My name is Justin, and I will be your Star-Lord for this exciting, original Starfinder campaign. Playing with me at the table today, we have...
Hi, I'm Allie, and I'll be playing Unche, the Rexalite of an unknown class, I think.
Hi, my name is Connor, and I'll be playing Zemkov, the Demai Witchwarper.
My name is Quinn, and I'll be playing Kobok, the Vesk Mystic, and a secret character.
I'm JD. I was Captain Eustace Griana, the Myroquois Salarian, and I am something else now.
Hey guys, I'm Elaine, and I'll be playing Lila, the android operative.
And playing with us at the table today, we have a couple of guest stars. Guest stars, please introduce yourselves.
Hi, I'm Anne Richmond, and I'm here to play a mysterious character that none of you know about yet.
Hi, I'm Helena Anderson, and I will be playing your new favorite character, NBD.
My name is Parker Wallace, and I'm also playing a mystery character. Stay tuned.
I'm so sorry for the Starfound people that it's like, oh, everyone's dead.
Yeah.
Surprise!
Oh, yeah, surprise.
Kind of really
spoiler
bad
alert.
Timing.
Everyone's either dead, captured, or...
in a coma!
In a coma.
Or acting captain.
Or state unknown.
Lila is the most veteran character on the ship now.
She has usurped power.
She has. I did nothing!
She did nothing except arrange events in such a way that she could be promoted.
We know your android mind. We know how it works.
Been scheming since day one.
Literal
it's all chess.
Machination.
Quib was right.
Justice for Quib. Previously... on the Tableverse Podcast, the crew of the Terrapin traveled to Jiraka Keep in search of a solution to their young Usagi situation. What they found was an immovable force in the form of Lanok Manticore. After some failed negotiations and a decapitation, the crew fought Lanok and we entered the Darkest Arc. Kriana and Quib are dead. Janice is in a coma on board the Terrapin, and Lanok has taken possession of Kobok and the Imperium. Lila and Zemkov have been healing and prepping for a return trip to Jiraka Keep. While in Farrakhan, they met Anchi, Allie's new Rexalite character, who has set out looking for adventure in her life and has agreed to help them on their rescue mission. In the last moments of episode 46, Lila opened a metal crate that had been shipped to Kriana from someone named Three. Inside the crate, there were no details on who Three might be, but there was something that looked like a suit of armor. This is where we're going to pick things up. Lila, when you first looked into this metal crate, there was some fog billowing out of it, and it was dark inside. You got excited because you thought you saw the outline of some cool-looking, badass armor. Now, as the fog is dissipating and some lights flicker on inside, you see more of the interior, and what you see is the bent-over form of a robot. Now, this robot has definitely seen better days. At first glance, you're not sure how it could be of use to anyone. There are many parts of its body are missing armor plating or covering of any kind. You can see the wire work and even its robotic skeleton. You can kind of picture a mix between Chappie and C-3PO from The Phantom Menace with all the parts missing. On the parts of the body that do have armor or some sort of covering, there are layers and layers of orange and yellow, dried, rusted paint that is flaking and falling off in parts all over the container. It looks like, kind of looks like a car that's been sitting in a junkyard for a really long time. You know how they rust, and somehow at the time the rust will like turn into a hole in the side of the car, you know, and there's flakes coming off of it. You could eat it like chips, but don't eat it.
Yes, I've had that specific experience.
All very familiar with that urge, Justin. Please,
when
just continue.
When you take the flake off of the rusted car,
no,
and you're
100%.
Like, what does this taste right. like? Lila.
Yes.
As you were looking around this metal crate, you find another note written in the same handwriting. And here it is. I'm handing it to you right now.
Oh, I'm going to botch this. This says...
Anstehen?
For our listeners at home. E-N-S-T-E-H-E-N. Twice.
Anstehen.
Written twice for clarity.
Written once. Lila reads.
Anstehen. Mais qu'est-ce que c'est, hein?
So, Leela, you have in this metal crate, you have this bent over, dilapidated robot body.
Mm-hmm.
Missing a couple of coverings.
Mm-hmm.
Really flaky.
Mm-hmm.
And the paper note.
Mm-hmm.
What would you like to do?
I feel like much like Octivovat is the word to activate the orb, I'm a little nervous to say this towards the robot, but I think Leela's going to put her hands on it and I guess look for a button. Do I need to roll?
Give me a perception or an engineering, whichever you prefer.
Am I in the room?
Yeah, where am I?
As far as I know, Leela left the two of you at the front, like at the storefront. If you wanted to follow her, I was not made aware of
this
that.
This was a package delivered to a storefront.
For Kriana.
Ooh, that's even spookier.
Are we still in that grass store?
No, we have moved to Ogre Ordnance.
Ogre Ordnance,
this
yeah.
is the weapons shop it's in Farrakhan.
Yeah.
Armor and weapons, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I assumed the two of you were still poking around the store. If you wanted to follow Leela, you absolutely could.
I think it's spookier that somehow Kriana arranged for a package to get sent to a store that we were kind of... at not for a very long time. And now there's mysterious notes, high drama.
Leela got a 30 engineering check.
Holy oh my
shit.
God.
The robot is hers now.
You find no buttons on this robot. Any buttons that may have been on this robot have since corroded or fallen off or been misplaced or forcibly removed.
So this matters. How old is Leela? Like ballpark?
27.
Like, she was, like, born,
Androids
made.
Androids are made fully adult.
And 27 years ago she was made?
Yes.
Is she the first iteration of that body?
I think...
You're not here, and that's a conversation that we could have later in character.
Okay.
Cool.
My bad.
Okay, so Leela leans over to the robot and puts both hands on it and says,
Austin?
Leela, roll a reflex save. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Damn it.
We just hear like an explosion. Yeah. We're like,
What was it?
You feel this robot form starts to shake and vibrate. You hear a deep creaking, like the inside of a submarine being compressed by the ocean. A loud whirring shakes the whole container now. The wireframe construct slowly unfolds from a crouched position to standing upright. It has two eyes, one big and one small. The big eye starts to glow a dark red, and then the small one slowly flickers on a dark red as well. The whirring continues to get louder as this process continues. The clanking of heavy machinery finally settles, and a cold, uniform voice echoes forward from this creature.
Eoxian combat robot activating in 5.
No combat. Off.
3.
On the head.
2.
She bops it on the head.
Jeez, Ophelia.
The sound stops, the eyes go out as you bop it on the head. All the whirring and everything stops. The crate is silent, as it was very loud before, now it is very silent. And then the lights come right back on, and the sound, all of it comes back, and it says,
1-0. Eoxian combat robot activated. Medical. Expert class 9.
Bonjour. Hello. Is Anstehen your name?
That is the activation code.
Well, what should I call you?
Additional aliases. Meg 9. Mike Echo Charlie Nina. M 9. Patch 'em up, Chuck. Dr. Michael Echoes the Ninth. Mecca Nina. Mikey Quick Fix. The Meg Man. The Tin Can Bandage. Echo 9. Echo 9. Ness Charles. Classy Medicine Man. The Mobile Medbay. Medic. Mr. Stimpak. The Steel Triage. Field Dresser Charles.
So, Charles? We also heard Echo 9 and Mikey. Any preference? Charles it is! So, Charles, where do you come from exactly?
Eox.
Yes, that much I gathered. Do you remember someone known as 3 or someone known as Kriana?
You are the current owner.
Oh, I do not want to own you. We can be friends! Okay, come with me.
As is your command.
I do not like... Okay.
And Leela walks back into the main part of Ogre Ordnance.
Okay, where you run back into Zemkov and Anchi. Zemkov and Anchi, you see Leela come back into Ogre Ordnance. Trailing behind her is this, how tall would you say Charles is, JD?
6'4".
This 6'4", really rusty robot.
You leave us for 2 minutes, you find taller friend. It's fine, everybody is tall.
How tall is Zemkov again?
I thought, just tallest. No. It's canonically 6'1", which I regret.
Ooh. That's a really good height, though.
Friends, Anchi Zemkov, welcome our new friend. He is a robot. His name is Charles, at least for the time being. By the way, if you decide to change your name, we respect that. I am gathering from his colorations that he might have been an attack robot of Kriana's. He seems to have a very similar coloring. And anyway, was sent to us by someone named 3, who claims to have contact with Kriana. I believe Kriana sent for this robot before he met his untimely end.
Well, that's unfortunate timing, isn't it?
It would have been helpful, yes, Anchi. Very good point. It would have been very helpful to have an extra friend to fight a little earlier. You said you were a medical robot, is that correct, Charles?
That is correct.
What are some of the things you can do?
I am a combat medical robot. I can do basic field dressing and triage.
Please, elaborate.
Elaborate on field dressing?
Okay.
No, it's simple. It's when you take flour and you grind it down and then you make sauce and you put it on as field dressing.
25 experience points.
That took me a while. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Don't look at me like that, Quinn. I don't need it and I don't appreciate it.
I won't hear it and I won't respond to it.
It's my line.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Leela, I don't mean to be rude, but you go in the back of store and you come out with totally new, like, person, not like a purse or like a stick or something, but you just came out with a new person. What is happening?
Zemkov, please do not fight. I did not know that Kriana asked for this robot to be delivered to us, but now that it is here, I think we can take good advantage of an extra tool set in our arsenal.
Jelly, is that why you are here? You have Kriana ordered you, or you were meant to come kill Kriana, or perhaps you just came to pursue art, and, you know, you sort of had a passion and you had to follow it.
I am unaware of this Kriana you speak of.
You said unaware?
Unaware.
Uh-oh.
Well, that shoots my theory down. I thought I was being clever. Anchi, do you have any questions you'd like to ask our new friend Charles? I just think it would be nice if everyone got to know one another.
Perhaps who the fuck he is.
Yeah, I mean, you'd ask that one. It's maybe a fair question. Also, like, are you all right, mate? Because you look like maybe you've had a rough go of it.
It's the nicest way to say you look like shit.
You look a bit tired. A bit naked.
You look like you're covered in field dressing.
Which is flour sauce, canonically.
Flour sauce is actually what happens when... Never mind.
Nope.
When two Raxolites fall in love.
My exterior appearance does not interfere with my combat effectiveness.
Would you like a little bit of a wax, a shine, a new coat of paint? I think we are in the right location to get such things.
But do you feel all right? Like on the inside?
I am operating at 100%.
Wonderful.
Charles, I don't mean to be rude, but I literally, everyone I've met in the past day has either tried to kill me or died. Like, why are you here? Why were you in a box? And what is this? Leela, come, what is happening? We need to go save our lizard friend. Are you here to help? What is, how do robots speak? What is your mission?
Is it okay to say robot? I thought that was like an... Okay.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry.
I would like to point out that it is offensive to call an android a robot. However, he is a robot.
Charles, you are a robot, or... You have a robot legs. Yeah, Anchi.
No, I have an augmented arm. I have like Doc Ock arms, yeah.
Okay.
In addition to my regular plant arms.
Raise your organic hand if you have no robot parts. Only one hand goes up, folks.
And Charles, you will follow us into battle? You have no allegiance, no preference of activity? You don't have a favorite color?
Oh. Get ready to take this note.
You have activated me. Therefore, I am to follow you.
Oh. That's why I don't think we need to question his allegiance, because he said out of the box that he... Because I activated him, I am now his owner.
But who sent him?
Three. We read a note last time.
What the fuck is three?
We don't know.
Okay.
But they seem to know Kriana.
All we know is that this robot has come to us through some ostensible relation of Kriana's. I do not know the details, but I am not willing to look a gift horse in the mouth at this time. I think we need to go back. And I say we move on. Everyone agreed?
Well, just given what it seems like you two have kind of been through, maybe the very quick to trust. So just maybe before we go running out, I just want to try something real quick. I'm just going to test out a new friend here, and I'm going to cast Detect Affliction, if that's all right.
Go for it. See, new friends. Poems are so useful so quickly.
Detect Affliction.
Mm-hmm.
Anji, you cast Detect Affliction, and you can see Charlie's aura for a quick second, and you can see that he is not being afflicted, or they are not being afflicted by anything at the moment.
All right, well, sounds good then.
Okay. Thumbs up if we're ready.
Two.
Anchi, eight.
But six.
Sorry, I did not have a chance to count just yet. Six, two, and Charles?
Well, my augmentations don't really have thumbs, but you get it.
They're going to leave, but first, Leela just wants to pull Rego aside for a minute.
Okay.
Yeah, what you need?
I'd like to just place a quick order for a couple more modifications to be ordered in my absence.
Mm-hmm. What can I get ordered for you?
Chameleon skin, a venom spike, and climbing suckers. I do have this arm from the robosuit of Jim Tasselhoff, which I would happily be made into flying feet for me.
Yeah, I could probably turn that into something for you. But all them augmentations, you're going to have to talk to Socket over at Fist of Buffs. You don't have to go over there. I can do you a favor and I'll send him the order myself so you don't have to make the trip.
Thank you kindly.
You're kindly welcome.
Great. Leela's set to leave.
And you leave the arm with Rego. Yeah? Cool.
So now do you have one arm or was that an extra arm?
That was the arm I took off Jim Tasselhoff.
Got it.
The one that has the Iron Man thing.
As soon as you drop everything off with Rego, he starts to send the message to Socket for you at Fist of Buffs. The four of you step out of Ogre Ordnance, and as soon as you do, Leela, your communicator, begins to vibrate.
Fucking damn it.
Oh, merde. 1 second, friends. Allô? Oh, pardon. Do-do-do!
Do-do-do. Leela, this is Razka.
There it is.
Hello, Razka, how are you?
Good way to start.
I am well. Leela, I received your message about needing extra help. I'm up to my eyeballs in cutthroats right now. You wouldn't even believe it.
Oh, wouldn't I?
Nevertheless, I do have a friend in Farrakhan. His name is Brana. He operates the temp agency in Farrakhan. I've already called and made an appointment for you. He is expecting you, and I've been assured he is bringing in some of his top mercenaries.
Ugh, Razka, you are the thing that dreams are made of. Thank you so much. The Crosby's.
Yes. Kiss, kiss. Razka out.
What?
Yes.
Do, do, do.
Do we have to do to end? Have I been missing that this entire time?
I'm not sure Raska knows.
Protocol?
That's just her communicator etiquette coming out.
We love.
I'm happy she did ask about Paul.
Me too. Or about Jim Tasloff, who I still haven't brought to her.
Yeah, I was real worried about
lady
that.
Lady of business.
Well, it did sound like she was a little busy herself.
Yeah,
keeps it focused.
Let's go to the temp agency.
All right, cut two.
Daddy?
Yes, little Allison?
Where do starships come from?
Sweet princess, why do you ask?
Well, my friend Omnipotent Star-Lord says that they only come from a brick-and-mortar store.
Oh, well, your friend Omnipotent Star-Lord sounds like a fucking idiot.
He said that's the only way to make sure you get high-quality miniatures.
Oh, well, the next time your friend Omnipotent Star-Lord opens that deceitful flap in his face to speak on things he doesn't know about, maybe you should tell him about Scrap Brain Studios.
Scrap Brain Studios?
That's right, honey. Scrap Brain has an array of elegant starship designs to fit all your tabletop gaming needs.
Do I have to go to the store?
Oh, no, my sweet child. ScrapBrain provides high-res 3D files so you can print your ships in the comfort of your own home.
But, Daddy, my allowance is almost gone.
Well, Pumpkin, I'll let you in on a little secret. If you use the code TABLEVERSE at checkout, you'll get 10% off your entire purchase.
Oh, wow. I mean, I was kind of hoping you would increase my allowance, but that's also really cool.
Oh, sweetheart, use the code. Use the fucking code.
Daddy?
Yes, little Allison.
What is Tableverse?
Well, dear, it's a halfway decent podcast featuring a group of sad, broke comedians who like to pretend all day instead of getting real jobs.
Daddy, can I go to scrapbrainstudios.com right now and use my code TABLEVERSE?
Oh, of course you can, dear. Have fun. Mwah.
Yay!
Oh. 15 minutes later, you make your way to the temp agency run by Rosga's friend, Brana. You find yourselves at a corporate-looking storefront not too far away from the Fool's Fountain. Speaking of which, let's pause here for a moment. I'm very disappointed in all of you, because we do not have a sound effect for Fool's Fountain yet. What is going on? Why are we slipping?
Gung, 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 gung.
I think they were grieving.
Glug, glug.
We were pretty sad. Yes. We were literally going
to... Yeah, I was about to say, that was a pretty sad last loss. Time.
All right, all right. I'll give you a pass fountain. For grieving. Is it going to be that...
Glug, glug, glug. I'm not doing that.
Well, then you don't have to go to the Fool's Fountain, because you're in jail.
I have an idea, but I don't want to put it out unless someone else has an idea.
Tell us your idea.
I think it might be drip, drip.
Drip, drip.
Drip, drip.
Drip, drip.
I like it because it's a fountain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, is that why you like it?
It is. I thought I'd explain.
I thought drip, drip meant fool, so
yeah,
thank you.
Yeah, I thought Justin was talking about like really high fashion and like wearing it well.
That kid failed his test. What a drip.
It's also really fun because there's alcohol at the bar.
Hey, so there you go.
That is unique about that bar.
One of the only bars. Weird.
I say again. You find yourselves at a corporate-looking storefront, not too far from the Fool's Fountain.
Drip, drip. Drip.
There we go.
Go, go, go.
The sign on this one-story building reads, Sorted Staffing. You enter, and a door chime goes off throughout the place. You step in, and you're in a waiting room kind of area. Imagine you've just walked into, like, the front room of a Hertz car rental place. There's this cheap carpet on the floor, a few gray chairs against the wall, and a water cooler. The room isn't very big, and there's only one other person in the room.
An instrumental version of The Girl from Ipanema is playing.
Exactly, yes. Behind a white countertop stands a tall, blue-scaled, velociraptor-looking creature wearing a red robe. And Connor shakes his head no.
Big nope.
They're super magical and everything.
I don't like this place.
Hello, is your name Brana?
Yes, I am Brana. Who is asking?
I am,
Did you bring your toys? I have an appointment coming, and if we can make this quick.
No.
And Brana starts to open his robe a
little
bit.
No, no, no. No.
Wow. Oh,
I'm sorry. Should I pay up front?
Yes.
Thank you, Quinn.
Always.
I think Leela just has like the most like confused and irritated look on her face. And then she's going to lean over and say,
do you have any samples today?
Well, see, when you put it like that, I'm confused. I don't know which appointment you're here for.
Damn it. It's the Razka's like password at the ramen shop.
I think you might be Razka's friends. Is that...
Oh, mon dieu. Yes, you are the worst.
Oh, I'm so embarrassed. I'm so embarrassed.
Brana reaches under the countertop and puts on another robe, an additional robe, and ties it.
Do you have three more under there? Because I think we need to start again.
Oh, no, this is plenty.
Why is he putting on more robes? Are you cold?
No, never mind. Yes, you're here to hire some help, I understand, yes?
Yes, we need some specialists.
That's what we specialize in here, is specialists. And we have a special on specialists today, so...
Well, Leela, we are lucky.
You are getting the friends and family discount for being friends of Razka's.
Mm-hmm.
So, I've collected 10 of my best agents... they're waiting here in the back room for interviews. Here is a data pad with all of their resumes and whatnot so that you can look it over before you go in there. Don't be embarrassed if you don't talk to all of them. They know the drill.
Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. And let's not take too long. I'm expecting someone else.
Clearly.
Apparently, yeah.
Leela will take a few steps back and look at the data pad.
Okay, Leela, Brana has handed you a datapad that has a list of 10 individuals on it. You scroll through your options, and you can see a headshot of each of the agents, along with short descriptions of their general skill sets. After only a few moments of looking, you're able to determine that only 4 of them might actually meet your needs. The first one is Amaruk, a Valaka pit fighter. It looks like they've seen a lot of combat. The next one is Juleskia, a Kasatha, and it says that their intelligence is off the charts. There is Keelan, a drow weapons expert. And there is Caster 9, an android pilot with unmatched aerial skills.
Hmm. I think we should take all 4.
Yes, well, if you want to talk to any of them, just walk through this door right here. They're all sitting and waiting. Just stand at the front of the room, announce their name, and they will approach you, and you can interview them one at a time.
Are you sure this is the right door? Not the door for your next appointment?
One moment.
And he looks at that door. And he looks at the door on the left of the counter. He opens the door on the left. Goes to the door on the right.
Definitely this door.
If you would like to accompany me to ask any questions, friends, you may.
And Leela will start walking into the door. Into the room beyond the door.
One person can go with her. Who will it be?
Charles just... instantly starts following closely.
No, that's... I appreciate Charles. I'm so sorry to speak to you in this manner, but until I figure you out a little better, sit, stay.
Very well.
Oh,
wow.
No one has to go, by the way.
No, Captain, I can come with you, but maybe on the way, we each share why we are getting assistance, and just to make sure we both agree that we have the same idea. You go first, because you are the captain.
Well, I think we need some more friends to ensure Kobach's safe recovery. And it is not lost on me that beyond that, if we are going to accomplish all of the things that I'm keeping a running list in my head, as I have stress dreams about all of my parts falling off, if we are going to accomplish all the things we need to accomplish, we are going to need some more help.
Great. It's exactly what I was thinking. I don't want to waste the air, so just look dito.
Safety in numbers, yeah?
Yeah.
Anshi, will you kindly keep an eye on Charles and maybe you can speak to him and get some more of his backstory out of him?
All right, I'll do my best.
Yeah.
All right, so you walk into this back room area and you think that the space must have been a church sometime in the past. The floors are now wooden and it creaks when you walk in. There are a few religious symbols of Pharasma hanging on the walls and the agents, they're all sitting in wooden pews. All 10 of the agents that Brenna collected are sitting in this room and they're all staring at you. Who would you like to call first?
I guess we will go alphabetically. May I please speak to Amaruk?
You watch as this Valaka stands up and Anne, please describe what Leela sees.
Sure. As Amaruk Yuka rises, you see a 7-foot tall, white anthro lupine individual, white all over with gray to black tipped ears and a few cuts over her eye that actually look more like tattoos in her fur. Two blue half moons that go across her right eye. She looks incredibly happy to be called, and you see out the back of her large space armor, because we're in space. Well, we're not in space right now, but you get it. You see a giant fluffy boofer tail wagging, as she is called. And you also see circling her head, vroom, vroom, just kind of around her head, this bright mote of energy.
It's Larry.
Lovely.
Okay.
You're not here.
Yeah, yeah.
He is.
Oh, yeah, you are. Never
yeah.
Get out of here, Star-Lord. Yeah.
He's here. He exists.
I'm going to shut up now.
Not real, because I'm made up, and so is all of this.
Okay. So we, like, step into a side room, right?
Yes, sure. There's a little side room for interviewing. It is very small. Very small table, like a TV dinner type of table. And then two metal fold-up chairs in this very small room.
We love.
Amaruk struggles to sit in the folding chair.
Hello, I'm Amaruk. My name is Lila, and this is my friend Zemkov. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Of course I can. My name is Amaruk Yuka, first of Clan Yuka, not that you'd know about it, but I am probably best known on Absalom Station as a killer pit fighter, if I do say so myself. I'm pretty good at it. And I'm the captain of a small crew, but we are taking a break from our mission here to earn a little bit of money. So I'm hoping this job pays, but you know, beggars can't be choosers.
I like her.
Most people do. But some people don't, but then they do.
This is all very interesting, Amaruk. And when you say pet fighter, you mean you kill pets?
Oh, no, a pit, like P-I-T.
Oh, yes, okay. I was going to share a fun story from my past, but I don't think it's relevant.
You kill animals?
No, no.
Do you need tips? I'm a very good hunter.
Oh, I will definitely take you up on that. How do you feel about, or do you know anything about the manticores?
The manticores?
Mm-hmm.
Well, yes. One second. Looking at my notes, I have several.
I'm just imagining that she has, like, written in pen on her hand. Local important families, right?
Yeah.
Pardon.
No.
Pardon.
Ouch.
Oh, boy.
Negative 25 experience.
So you actually see her, when you say manticore, and then she repeats it back to you, she kind of slumps in her chair a little bit, and you see her tail that had been kind of like wagging through the back of the metal chair kind of slump a little bit. And she says, well, they're a very important family on Akaton, yes?
They are.
And, I've gone paw to paw with Lanak before in the pit.
Really? How'd that turn out?
Oh, he is very powerful. Well, you see, you know, if you don't mind, and she holds up her right paw and she focuses, and the energy from the moat on her forehead streams down and gathers around her paw and creates these kind of like Wolverine from X-Men, like giant fist claw weapon out of her right paw. And she says, I've always thought that, and my people on Logic have always thought that the Solarian weapons were very special, but you know, and she shrugs, which is kind of ridiculous with this giant Solarian weapon. And then it shoots back up into her star mote, and she says, it was really not a lot compared to that axe that he has.
Mm.
It was an interesting fight, you know. I like to brag about what I can do. Not, you know, unfoundedly, but, you know, it was really fun to fight him. And then it wasn't so fun because it hurt a lot. But we came to blows and he brought the axe down over my head. I caught it in my claw. And then it seemed to push past any resistance I would naturally have and cut me clean across the chest. And she kind of like unhooks the side of her breastplate and pulls it apart. And it's just fur under there. There's nothing like sensual about it.
But she like pulls it down, and the armor kind of rolls down on itself, and you see a part where like the fur grows like differently against the grain. So it's like a scar across her entire left side of her chest. And she says, you know, that fight was more, you know, friends fighting friends to see how they do. But I lost a lot of money that night for a lot of people, which they weren't too happy about. But ultimately, I grew a lot of fond respect for him. And now I remember him forever.
I don't think Leela can blush, but I think like maybe the circuits in her head grow a little brighter, and like very softly to herself, she's like,
be still, my beating android heart.
In a way that everyone can hear, Leela says,
and in a fight, you are Salarian. What's your strategy?
My strategy? Well, most of the time, I try to make sure that my friends are protected, and I will take the brunt of the beating. And sometimes I will set things on fire using my plasma energy, my photon energy, to make it a bit harder on the battlefield for people to get to people at ranged. That is sort of the way that I tend to do things, but most of the time it's getting in the way so that I get hit and they don't, and then I go, ha-ha! Fighting can be a lot of fun if you really think about it that way.
She gets it, Leela. She just gets it.
Amaruk, I must level with you and say that's what I am trying to hire someone for involves, how you say, pulling a large prank on the Manticores, and Nanok in particular. He's taken a friend of ours and will not give him back. And so we're going to go liberate him?
Well, you know, Lanik is descended from someone who brought an end to piracy in the Pact Worlds. And, you know, that's something I really respect. And I feel it would be sort of against our friendship for me to go and trick him. Although, you know, I like fun just like everybody else. And, you know, if he took your friend, then fair is fair, I guess. But it is a little bit of a conflict of interest, I would say. But, you know, I'm friends with him, so I could just, like, call him for you and be like, why are you doing this thing? It's really not cool.
Oh, no, I don't think that is necessary.
No, that was so great. It's so good.
That was so great.
Sometimes I crack myself up.
Like Mina Hakkinen.
It's like, oh, no, that's unnecessary. Listen, this does pay quite well.
Oh, well, like, how much?
Like,
I have to pay a lot of
people. Yeah, Leela, how much?
How much money do you have, Zemko?
Like, $5.
To the tune of, we can negotiate.
Smart.
Wait.
What are your rates?
Well, I normally pay my crew about 800 credits a week.
Yeah, but we're not talking about a week here.
I mean, well, how long are we talking?
We are talking, I hope to be in and out in under 24 hours.
Okay, so like...
And we will pay 400 credits
for
a day's work.
Oh man, that's good. Well, I would consider it, but I mean, I just call him for free if you want.
It cannot hurt to make a phone call. Phone calls are free, as opposed to the price of half a week of work for a whole crew.
Or, you know, I could just make that call for and give you some information, maybe. I don't know. I mean, you should talk to everyone else. I mean, there's a lot of really cool people in that room. They're all very skilled. They told me themselves. And I like to believe what people tell me.
We'll certainly go interview some other candidates, Amaruk. And in the meantime, sure, give Lanik a call and see if you can't ask him about his brother. Please don't mention me. Thank you.
And just before you leave, Amaruk, seeing as you have fought Lanik, but you still consider yourself a friend, if he had one of your crew captured, what would you do to try to get that crew member back?
I would do anything I had to help my crew. Anything.
Right, yes, you're very honorable. But what would you do to sort of, you know, handle Lanik and his large personality?
Well, you have to think about why people do the things that they do, right? So why did he take your crew member?
My guess? I mean, not to put too fine a point on it. He wanted to shame and probably murder him. They are brothers, but they do not get along because they have too much money. They have too much space, so they let the petty things just sort of build and build
they
and build.
They are actually brothers?
Yes.
I mean, as far as I...
Well, family can suck a lot.
See, but they don't get it. It's just like, they have like 7 loaves of bread, and they're like, I want it!
It's a little larger than that, Zemkov, but the basic principle is there.
Well, my people are kind of known for being good diplomats in the galaxy. You know, our home is dying, so...
Sorry. Whose isn't, am I right?
Yeah. But, I mean, that's why I came here originally, because I wanted to learn more about what they were going to do to save the planet. It just didn't seem like... I mean, not that it matters here, but my home is very cold, and...
What is the name of your planet, Amaru?
It's Logic. It is outside of the Pact Worlds, but we are around a dying star. Aww. And our planet, though, has many sacred places to our people, and they were not willing to, how you say, terraform or things like that. They want to either keep it the way it is and live there until everything goes dark, or find somewhere new to reconsecrate. But in any case, when it comes to family, I think... the important step to do is to understand where this feud began, even in childhood, and medicate the root of the cause. I feel like that's what a friend of mine would say.
I appreciate your wisdom and advice, Amaruk.
It's really surprising. Most people don't think I'm very wise. I'm just not smart. Tail wag. But people I can do.
Leela has the urge to, like, scruffle her under the chin.
Oh, my God,
but
she would
doesn't.
Love that. Yeah, it's...
It's too much for Leela.
It's too much. Too soon. Too soon, my love.
Leela thinks about it, and the instinct is definitely there and read by Amaruk, and Amaruk recognizes it immediately and gets very excited, but then Leela hesitates, and Amaruk is very sad, and there's an awkward moment in the small room.
Yeah.
What is happening? Something's going on here.
This is how you make friends. Have you ever tried it?
You feel the difference of the energy, though. There's something, there is a spark here.
Okay, Zemkov, thank you. That's enough from your corner.
It's a good corner, though. I like it, too. And I pat him on the shoulder.
Oh, my God, thank you.
You're welcome. Who should I send in next for you?
Please, Castor 9.
Are you serious?
Comment?
He is so cool. He's one of my friends. Oh my God, you're Amaruk. Going to love him.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Even if we don't so work cool. together, I need your number. I need it.
Oh my God. And she like sends you a contact code on her wrist. She's like, call me anytime. I love to talk.
Oh, maybe.
But you are going to love them. They are so cool.
Zemkov, your communicator, there's a notification. Doot doot deet.
Oh my God, Leela.
It's doot de boof.
I stand corrected.
Sorry, just to be clear.
Can Leela just, like, smack her communicator against Zemkov's to, like, automatically steal the number, like when you share Wi-Fi with someone?
You mean another engineering?
Or a reflex save or something.
I mean, you could just ask me for my number.
She's shy!
Okay.
That's another 30 engineering check, thank you.
Oh my gosh.
Woo!
Yeah, you get that. You get those deets.
Yeah.
Leela, just ask her.
Shut.
It's just so strange. It's
okay, Castellan.
Okay, great. Okay. Hey, buddy, you'll never guess what's going to happen. And then I, like, leave through the door and make way for my buddy.
And then you see Leela and Zemkov out the window of this small room. Castor 9 stands up. Parker, would you please describe Castor 9 for us?
Absolutely. So, Castor 9, he pretty much looks like your typical 1920s dapper man. He's got, like, a tuxedo on, and it has, like, the highlights at the edge of it is, like, light blue and seemingly, like electric blue glowing. You also notice that his hair is neatly styled to one side. It has this sort of pomade, plasticky look. It's like, is he wearing product, or is that just the android appearance? And then, most notably, around his face, it's split in half and seemingly stapled or stitched together in some way. And one side of it is a sort of pale blue, and the other side is a lavender. And on the lavender side, he has a glassy eye. In addition, he has these white gloves that he has on and some nice... shoes that sparkle and shine because he made sure that they are polished before coming in.
Are they spats?
Oh, yeah. You know they're spats.
Janice would love Caster 9.
He's not here.
Janice is not here.
No.
Currently.
Coma.
I know. Anyway.
Caster 9 steps in and sits in the folding chair opposite Leela.
Hello, Caster 9.
Hello there.
My name is Leela. It's so nice to meet a fellow android.
Oh, it's certainly nice to meet you, too.
And this is my, I guess, first mate. Would you prefer first mate or second in command?
It's same thing, no?
Yes, but the numbers are different.
Oh, I had not thought about that. This is a big question, Leela, in front of stranger.
While he thinks about this, this is Zenkov.
Hello, Zenkov. Nice to meet you.
God, hello. I'm sorry. I'm very ugh.
Oh, it's all right.
She just turns around and looks at the corner now.
He's in a timeout.
I have a lot to think about.
Could you please tell us a little bit about your special abilities?
Absolutely. I don't mean to toot my own horn, but I am the best pilot in the sector. At least that's what a lot of people tell me. I have operated on many machinery. I used to work here, actually, in Akaton. I was, Akaton is actually my homeworld. Yes, of course, I grew up here. I even run a little shop repairing ships from transport vessels to speeders to full-class frigates. In addition, I speak many languages. I speak Akatonian, Vesk, and Castravelian.
Oh, wow.
Literally, like, made for Jan. I'm so mad.
I can't wait to meet them. All right, let's... I also have a brief knowledge of medicine work. I used to take care of a someone while here in Akaton. In addition, I also have lots of experience in combat, let's just say. It was not my main function, but circumstances being, I was put into a certain position, and I've quickly learned how to operate a war-class starfighter. In addition, I am the best at customer service. I also worked on a luxury liner as a host and engineer.
Wow, this is many skills indeed. And can I ask you what you seek to get out of this temping?
Well, just to keep me busy, really. I just really want to help out, and I thought, what better place to do it than back in my home world of Akaton? You know, try to give back. It's certainly been a while since I've been here.
And as a resident of Akaton, how do you feel about the Manticores?
Well, I mean, there is no reason not to know them and know what they have done for the entire galaxy, even. It is hard to really put my faith in them, though. I've never really met them before, but I've heard stories, and those stories are not very nice, I think.
Hmm.
Leela, something very weird between both of these new people. They know the Manticores, and they are a little maybe wary of them, but there's so much more respect than Kobach put on. Like, people seem to like the what they have done, if not the way they have done it.
Well, yeah, exactly. They've done good things, and they've done certainly bad things, and those two things don't really cancel each other out. They just sort of exist simultaneously, and we just have to take the whole bag. I mean, when you have a family that powerful, you're bound to make some good in the world and some damage.
Hmm.
We have a different view here.
Oh!
I will go back to the corner and consider my position.
Okay.
No, Zenkov, come back. I'd like you to ask your question that you asked Amaruk, which is that if someone took...
Yes, I remember the question I asked. I did not. Just editor's note. So, Kester 9, we have a situation where one of our crew has been captured by Lonok Manticore. They are brothers. What is funny?
We're having our own thing.
I'm sorry. Oh, you're doing something. Oh, I understand. My bad. My mistake. Kobak Manticore has been captured by his brother Lonok, not to make the whole dirty laundry, but we need to go in and we need to get him. And your friend Amaruk said, you know, oh, I'll give him a call. And in my head, Lonok is not someone you call at all. Like, my plan is like singular combat, but then he cheats with this weird little axe thing and it's just, ugh.
I see.
What would you do?
Well, I have fought a one-on-one with a very tempestuous Vesk, let's say, and I learned the hard way that front-to-front combat is not necessarily the way for, at least me, to succeed. The way I certainly did it was I hijacked his ship,
I hacked it, and...
You ran it into him.
Well, not necessarily. He tried to chase me through one of the chambers, and I closed the door on one of his arms.
Okay, so you ran a door into him.
Oh, you could say that, yes. Not to be gruesome about it, but...
Oh no, I love it.
I know that there are a lot of things, no matter how hard you want to face head-on, you're going to have to find some dirty trick to do it. And I shudder to say it because I never want to do that. I like to think that I'm better than that, but sometimes circumstances put you in a position where you need to think outside the box, so to speak.
Leela really likes Caster 9 and fingers the seam of her new arm. From when it was chopped off.
Ooh.
And has, like, a glowing respect in her eyes.
I'm sorry to pry, but is that... You lost your arm as well?
I did, and so I know how much pain you inflicted on the person you were trying to hurt, and I have a certain respect for that.
I see. Well, if it makes you feel any better, and he lifts up his sleeve, and you see that it's also stitched as well, the same as in his arm. I also have it on my one of my legs... And different parts of my body. I was found on the streets of Ekaton before I existed as me, as Caster. I don't know who I was before or who inhabited my body, but someone really didn't like them.
Caster 9, we as androids must make our way in the world, no? And define our own reality?
Absolutely.
It's been very nice talking to you.
It's been very nice talking to you too, Leela. It's so nice to be here and amongst other androids and new friends.
Zemkov?
Yes.
You.
Or are we saying goodbye? Goodbye!
Okay, goodbye! No.
We will see you soon,
just
I hope.
Just wondering if you had any extra comments, questions, just opening the door.
I'm sorry, all of my limbs are original. I don't want to brag.
Oh, it's okay. I just wanted to connect with a fellow android, and you seem really great too, and I want to be friends with you if that's possible.
Oh, yes, I have this. We trade numbers.
Of course.
So this is mine.
All right, let me beep boop that to you right now.
Ah, Leela, I got two new numbers. How many new numbers do you have today?
Also two.
Tied it is.
I suppose three if you count the robot.
You have a robot friend as well?
Yes, he's in the lobby if you'd like to go speak to him.
Oh, I'd love to.
His name is Charles, but maybe work on that with him. It's confusing.
He likes that name. I mean, Charles is a very dapper name, you know. I think in another life I would be a Charles, maybe.
Do you?
Yes.
Okay.
It's not so far from Caster.
True, true.
Sure.
Or, I guess I'll...
Sure. The reaction most people have to our crew.
Right. He's going to dust himself off and just sort of straighten up his tie. It's lovely meeting you too. I hope to hear from you soon.
Thank you for your time. And you have... There's two more people out there that are interesting, but how about you send in your favorite?
My favorite? Well, let's see. So, Amaruk already came in, yes?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Well.
Yeah! Favorite! Sorry.
Well, I know a very nice Kasathan mystic. Her name is Juleskia, and she is top of the line in her class.
Please. And Leela's very thrilled because this continues the alphabetic list that she was working on anyway.
Caster 9, as you leave the room, Juleskia starts to stand up. Parker, I don't know if Miles will honor this, but plus 50 experience for Caster 9 for the bonding of the limb replacements.
Aww.
That was very sweet.
At least in our game.
At least in our game, it's plus 50 experience.
It was just a nice experience all around, you know?
Oh! And that's another 50 experience.
Hey.
Yeah! And as Caster 9
sure,
leaves,
that sounds great. Nope. I guess scritches count for nothing in this game. God!
That's negative 15 experience.
It's fine. It's fine.
As Caster 9 is leaving the room, Juleskia is standing up. Helena, please describe what Leela and Zemkov see.
You see a 6-foot-tall gray Kasathan. She has a very large head, for those of you out there in the dark. That's what it
Ekka Sothin has. And she has four arms. As she's standing up, she trips over her legs. Funnily enough, four arms, but trips over her legs. Makes a weird noise like this. And writes herself, shuffles her little resume, and walks towards you.
Are you all right?
Yes, I'm fine. Thank you.
Okay. My name is Leela. This is Zemkov.
Hello.
Yes, Leela, you said it right.
I was wondering if you had made a decision and wanted to insert.
Again with the question? We just cleared the room and now we have a new...
And please, Jessica, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I am a Kasathan. Oh, God, I'm blowing this, aren't I? Oh, dear. And she, like, she crosses all four of her arms and kind of shakes a little bit. I am a recent graduate of Castrovel University. I graduated with honors in zoology. My talent is life science. I'm really good at using the natural world around me to, well, better me and my friends and my crew. And, yeah. And she, like, goes back into her little ball on the chair.
That's wonderful, Judeskia.
I love life science.
Is there anything that you seek to get out of this temping agency in particular?
I'm saving up for a condo.
Okay.
What is a condo?
A condo is like an apartment, but worse.
Okay. I think most of the housing in Damai might be condos.
You mean because it is worse than an apartment?
I know that's not a ton to go on, but generally, so far we have a Venn diagram that is a circle.
My favorite type of Venn diagram is a circle.
Oh my god.
Next you'll be telling me you like anthropomorphic starfish plants.
Oh my god.
Oh no!
Oh my god! You have no idea. I actually had a pet one for a little bit.
No.
Yeah, I named him Bartholomew.
The best name. If you knew, Bartholomew is like the only name that you can pick. It's perfect.
It is indeed. Oh, and I'm also a mystic. I forgot to mention that part. Not only am I extremely intelligent and smarter than Castor 9 and Amaruk, but I seem to be able to make certain things happen. Tricky little things.
Oh my god.
Okay, so Leela, not to like be a dick, but that was pretty threatening.
I don't think it was intended that way, Zemkov.
I'm very terrifying.
Can I ask what you feel about the Manticore family?
Baddies. Oh, straight up baddies. I bet that they are part of the mob.
I think that would be a safe bet, Juleskia. I think they might just be the mob. I don't know if there's a part. Again, another Venn diagram circle. You understand.
It's a circle.
It's a circle.
Zemkov, would you like to ask your question?
Yeah. if you know...
That question that was
would
like 2 minutes
ago,
you know?
Would you like me to text it to you?
Just
I'm trying to respect it.
Juleskia, so we have this problem. People have been kidnapped. You know how they get.
I do indeed. Been there, done that.
How would you save our crew member? Not like in general, but like knowing what you know about Lonok and the Manticores. There is a party going on tonight and we need to rescue Kobak.
So when it comes to parties, I'm your girl. Basically,
layers, Juleskia.
I am very layered, like an onion.
Don't say that to Anshi.
Do they not like onions?
Anshi has a... I looked over at Allie, but Allie isn't there. I know they're not really... But she has like a... She has like a head tuber. A root... A head... onion head? A radish head.
Onion-esque.
Well, if this conversation means anything, it's too close for comfort, so...
Nonetheless, if you put too many onions in guacamole, it ruins the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's true.
What was your question?
How would you save our friend who has been captured...
So here's the thing. You're talking about parties. I know some things. I'm a very cultured lady. Fortunately, have access to most knowledgeable things. I am an Akashic
mystic. I'm not sure if you know about those, but they're pretty great. I am able to access a certain mystical library of most things. I can also predict the future sometimes. It's fine.
Okay, Leela, I grew up on a planet full of actual Colossus monsters, and this is the scariest thing I've ever seen.
Honor students are terrifying.
Her depths are unfathomable. Who knows what could be lurking beneath this forearm surface? We must have her.
Yes, Zemkov, I agree. Thank you so much, Juleskia. I think we just have one more candidate to interview.
Of course, thank you.
The whole time I'm like, Elaine, there's only three guest stars, and Quinn has just been sitting here waiting.
Well, who even knows if he's the fourth one?
Right.
Yeah, sure.
Could be anybody.
All right, so you dismiss Juleskia.
I trip on my way out.
Even her tripping somehow seems threatening. It's like her arms will just flail and then your artery is cut.
Leela Zimkoff, you dismiss Juleskia. She trips on her way out and you see who you can only assume is the fourth name that you picked. Keelan stands up and Quinn, would you please describe what they see?
Okay, they see a 6'1"-ish drow. He has like a faded white haircut. He also has a white beard that he's dyed black. He's wearing this Defiant series armor, which is like really tough, really heavy, really makes him look broader, probably bigger than he is. He's sitting there cleaning his weapon.
What's the weapon?
It is a Starheart Cannon Red. Does that mean anything to you?
It does not.
It does not.
We're so excited to find out.
It sounds
like
good.
Like a portable cannon.
Pretty much, yeah.
Like a two-handed, like a missile launcher? Oh, goodness.
So he's really interested in cleaning that. He sees that you're ready for him, so he gets up, and he looks at Leela, who he doesn't know is Leela, and he says, so y'all ready to talk to me now?
Yes, please. Come on in. Have a seat.
Thank you much. So my name's Keelan, and I hear you're looking for some help, and I think that I might be the person that can help you.
Yes, please. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Keelan.
Well, what can I say?
What you bring to a fight, or that sort of thing.
I come from a background of weapons enforcement, so I know all about weapons and about transporting weapons, and I'm a mercenary too, so anything you need, I can handle that. You need something to get shooting? I like to shoot.
I only have one question, and this is important, Keelan.
All right, shoot.
What is the name of your gun? Not its model. What have you named it?
I call her Bertha.
I knew it. Okay. Sign sealed.
It's always the bees with you. Bartholomew, Bertha.
Leela, look at this gun. No, don't look at me. Look at the gun. And look at Keelan, and you tell me that that is not Bertha.
It is a beauty, right?
It is very beautiful.
Thank you. Okay.
So this Bertha like to make a lot of noise.
I take it that you...
Wow.
I take it that the Manticore name has no weight to you.
You'd be wrong. everybody know about the Manticores. You can't be in this part of the system without knowing about them.
Like every gym teacher I've ever had.
Well, then how do you feel about them?
Well, I mean, I keep my distance. I ain't got no reason to really... be fooling up with them, but if the job calls for it, then that's what, you know, gotta do what gotta do.
And Zemkov? I'll just ask. So, if someone took your crew member...
Leela, that's totally my question. What are you doing?
So sorry.
No.
Okay, someone's been kidnapped. You need to break them out. What do you do? Lonok's a total dick.
That Lonok is pretty formidable. Well, I mean, you can't take on the Manticores head on. They got their own fortress. Shit.
Yeah, we did that by accident.
That's not a good idea.
So I just fell into it.
No, that's not the way to do it.
We were at dinner, then all of a sudden, someone got chopped in half.
Oh, y'all had dinner there? What'd they serve?
We didn't get to finish dinner.
Okay, that's really a little bit besides the point. No, the point is... Good.
Well, we'll talk on the way.
I just figured some good eating up in there, you know?
It was fine, truly. Right. Like, I'm not very familiar, but the house was very big, and then I think first course was soup.
Well, I heard tell that it's like some kind of maze, so once you get in, you can't get out.
Leela, though.
We must find a way to get in, and then get out.
Well, you know, I heard that they having some kind of shindig there. Mm. That might be a good way to get in and try to figure something out.
They are also having a party.
Oh, Zemkov.
Yeah, a party.
Yes, Kilan, this is my thinking exactly. And the distraction of tonight can help us accomplish our task.
Well, I think sneaking in might be the best way to do it.
I agree. Do you perhaps have some knowledge of how to enter Jaraka's Keep?
Well, I mean, as a mercenary, I think the best thing to do would be try to figure out what the schedule is with the crew. They got a lot of people coming in there. They're not going to make all the food to do all the stuff to sell, so there's a way for people to infiltrate.
Kilan, you're hired. I like you.
Oh, thank you very much, man. You don't like me?
Man, no. I'm looking at Bertha.
Look, but don't touch now.
Oh, sorry. I will put back.
Perhaps you will join the other three recruits we have met with in the lobby?
Oh, yeah, them. All right.
Yes. Thank you, Kilan.
I just picture like them indicating several times that they're ready for him to go and him just not catching it.
I guess I'll be hitting that dusty trail.
Yes, please. I mean, it's just a hallway to the lobby, but...
Same door you came in.
All right, y'all take care now.
Thank you, Kilan.
Don't get none on you.
Okay, Kilan.
All right, I'm out of here.
Layla, did he dye his beard or did he dye his hair? Are both natural? What's happening?
I believe that drows traditionally have white hair, but I don't know, perhaps he finds it stylish.
So curious. So many layers.
Again, a theme with you.
Zemkov stares into the distance.
Sorry, I was like, no one can see. I'm just contemplating.
So, we join the four of them in the lobby, and,
Did you find someone that you liked back there?
I still don't think you're wearing enough robes to talk to me.
Well, these are my nicest robes.
Yes, there are two we would like to hire.
Okay.
But I'd like to tell them myself, if that's all right.
Of course. Just, I'll handle all the payment. They don't handle that, just so you know.
Sure thing.
And Leela walks over to Amaruk and pulls her aside for a moment. And her circuits, like, flush again.
Hello, Amaruk. I just wanted to tell you how much I enjoyed talking with you, but I think for what we have to do today, I cannot have Nalak know that I am coming for him. Not coming for him in a scary, bad way, in a way that you need to alert your friend to impending death or anything. I just think that perhaps the conflict of interest you mentioned, I must respect that.
Oh, well, that's okay, you know. I have to say, if you don't mind me saying, that I respect what you're trying to do. You know, if someone took someone on my crew, I would do anything to get them back, because that's the promise you make as a captain. You would do anything for them. And because of that, I promise I will just keep...
She, like, laughs a little bit with her tongue out. And then she says, I'll keep my mouth shut for you. And I will just hope for the best.
I hope you're able to come to a meaningful end to this conflict. I hope the brothers both live, you know?
Yes, thank you, Amaruk. And if you ever need a favor, let me know.
Leela already has the number stolen, but now feels brave enough to ask.
Perhaps I could give you my contact information.
Oh, and then her tail, like, wags a bunch, and she, like, and, like, looks down a little bit and then nods and says, of course you can. I'd be happy to talk to you anytime, you know, about anything. It's good to have friends, you know?
Yes, friends.
And they trade information.
Yep.
Amaruk, I've sent you, like, 17 messages and, like, 3 different articles I need you to read, and then tell me exactly what you think.
Okay. She receives these messages. She's received them waiting, and it's so many emojis. So many emojis are coming back, and she has a lot of thoughts, but most of them are like, oh, he doesn't seem like a very nice person. Or like, they're all reads on the way that this person is writing the article means that they're not being very thoughtful about something. Or like, but have they considered that they might be not the victim?
You're so smart. Oh my God.
Leela just grabs Zemkov by the collar and drinks
Okay,
him
so
away.
I'll call you and then we can wave channel or something. Okay, I love you. Bye.
Okay, I love you. Bye. Goodbye.
Who else do you need to talk to, Leela?
We go talk to Juleskia next.
Do not look her in the eye, Leela.
Her eyes are pitch black, by the way. Ah. Kasathan.
Stare at the point in between both eyes. Looks like eye contact, but protects your essence.
Hello.
Hello, Juleskia. I am afraid that we will not be requiring your services at this time, but we greatly appreciate the time you took to speak with us. I'm afraid that my either first mate or second in command finds you too terrifying to work with you long term.
What, Leela? No, my God, my friend Juleska, it's so sad we cannot bring you. But anyway, I'll see you next time.
Just, I felt like Zemkov took like 3 steps back.
Like 7. He's waited on the other side of the room the whole time.
What do you mean I'm too terrifying?
What? No.
I do take constructive criticism very well.
You must have something in your beautiful, normal, totally lawful good ears. Leela, I'm sorry. It's that, you know what she does? She hits.
I don't hit very often. It's usually an accident. It's hard having 4 arms, okay? Like...
Juleski, oh.
Leela, back away. Do not let her tears touch you. They will go in through your nose and then you are a goner.
I think Leela sort of awkwardly pats Juleski on the shoulder and then, like, does an awkward, slow drift off.
Okay.
Down the hall, Amaruk is just standing there and she goes, Juleski,
go away.
Oh.
I haven't had a job other than ours since I was in the catering business. That was awful.
Do you want to go get, like, some calf or something?
Some what?
Some like, space coffee? I don't know.
Oh, I'm just trying to... I didn't know what calf was. I was, like, picturing a baby cow, and I was like, excuse me?
We could go dancing or something.
Dancing. I'm not allowed in most of the clubs anymore because I flail too hard and moshing's not in anymore.
Well, I'm really big. I'll just establish a perimeter.
You promise?
Yes, of course. Come on. Jobs aren't everything. We're on leave anyways. We got to have some fun, you know?
I want a condo.
Okay. And then she just like taps her lightly on the shoulder and starts like walking her out the door.
Okay, bye. Thank you so much for your time.
Amaruk feels lighter as she receives plus 50 experience for comfort.
Yeah.
Leela, we just dodged a bullet, let me tell you.
Well, what is done is done.
And Leela goes over to Caster 9 and Keelan and motions them together.
Friends, or perhaps friends is too early. Associates, I'd like to hire you both to help us on this mission to rescue a dear friend. What do you say?
I'm honored. Thank you very much. I'm very happy to provide my services.
Yeah, what he said.
Very
oh,
good.
My word.
They turn around and tell Brana that they're taking Caster 9 and Keelan.
As you walk back into the front room, you see a robot, a mechanical being that can only be described as looking like a Dalek from Doctor Who.
What's a Dalek look like?
It's a sex bot.
It's a big, like, trash can type of robot, very, very large. And they have, like, a plunger for a face. And Brana says,
oh, yeah, not right now, not right now. Yes.
Oh, ew.
Yes, I'm sorry. My next appointment is here. What is it? Have you made your decisions?
Yes, Brona, and I frankly demand a discount further than friends and family for all of the emotional turmoil you have put me through today.
All right, yes, yes, yes. Whatever gets you out of the door sooner.
I just want to point out... Ugh, never mind. It's wasted on
you. This is my day off.
Apparently not. You're doing business. Mon Dieu.
Yes, personal business.
How much do we owe you?
If you're taking these two, it'll be 3,000 credits.
And that's with 2 discounts?
That is with 2 discounts.
Okay.
There's no way that's true.
They are expensive people.
Why did we send away the cheap ones who liked me? We had a 7-foot-tall wolf lady and we were like, oh, okay, go dancing. I'm not angry at anyone in particular. I'm just... I'm shouting at the ceiling.
Leela transfers the credits.
I hope you have a nice trip.
But Juleska's not here.
Woof, Parker. Woof.
Sorry.
Got him.
Not as sorry as I am.
Oh, my God. And just as Caster 9 says that, there's a loud thud heard come from the back room, and Juleska says, I'm sorry. It's my bad.
Excuse me, I didn't see you. I'm really sorry. Oh, God.
Leela, quickly, she's attacking. We must go pay the man.
They've paid. They wander out into the street.
To the keep.
Does anyone require any preparation before we begin?
I think I'm rip-roaring ready to go.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, well, he said. Well, is this everybody that's going?
No, there is
our Anshi and Charles in the street.
Yes, as you exit the sorted staffing, Anshi and Charles are standing outside waiting for you.
There are six of us in total.
All right.
I think Leela would go back to Fool's Fountain and go back and find Carp, who's still drunk and still in love with Grody.
Okay. You enter the Fool's Fountain, and there are, as the day has progressed, there are a lot more people in there. It's about 2 o'clock now, and Carp is still there.
Carp, wake up.
Leela, you're just in time for happy hour.
I'm not staying, Carp. You owe me another car.
A duther car?
Sorry, you owe me a car.
What?
You owe me, you remember?
What happened to the first one?
You owe me.
I gave you a card. You gave me all the goblet shit, and you said you were gonna. You said you're gonna forgive me.
Yes, that for that one debt. This is for the second debt.
Leela.
He rolls.
For what?
And you need to roll for a bluff. Mm-hmm.
That's a 20. Dirty 20.
Leela. How could I ever doubt you? Of course.
Because you're drunk, Carl.
Of course I owe you one more favor. But just one more. That's it. The slate is clean, Leela.
Of course. Can I get another round for my friend?
In the background, Grody.
Oh, I'll get it. I'm Grody.
Oh, God, not Grody.
That's all he does.
All right, Leela. I've got one more vehicle, but it's like a tour bus.
Sounds great.
So it's perfect for going on tours.
That's kind of in the name, Carp.
But fill it up before you bring it back, okay?
Sure. Can I get that round, please?
Oh, you got it!
So Leela takes the keys off of Carp, which he shouldn't have anyway, because he's drinking, and goes and gets the tour bus. Don't cover your mouth. Laugh more. Make me sound funny.
How about that? Was that good?
Thank you.
You like that?
Too much to ask.
So, Anshi, Charles, Keelan, Zemkov, Leela, Castor 9 all pile into this super sweet tour bus that has a faded painting of a Pegasus with lightning coming out of its mouth on the side of this bus.
It's the most subtle thing on the planet.
Isn't that though, like, because the universe, isn't that akin to like having a picture of a dog?
Exactly. Yes.
But like slightly more vaporwave.
Yeah.
Or it's like Nan Cat. You know what I mean? It's just like a cat.
Yes.
But like on a rainbow. So like
bringing back the old memes.
Exactly. I'm 34. I know the old magic.
Do you go straight to Draka Keep is my question.
I'd like to
I would like to do 2 more side quests before we do, personally. I'm entirely kidding.
Oh.
Minus 50 DKP.
And minus 50 experience.
Exactly.
I think assuming that we can, like, stop at the edge of the property to, like, plan, we okay. Go straight to Draka's Keep.
What about supplies? Everybody get on supplies?
Oh, that's a good question.
That is a good question.
We should probably do that.
Do you guys need stuff?
I was just... You know, saying like, you know, supplies, plan.
We kind of did a run before we picked you up,
then,
Quinn.
Okay.
And we can fast forward through all that. And as we get to the keep, you can tell me, oh, I went and I bought this.
Sounds
I picked
good.
Up this thing.
Yeah. Right.
Before we get out of the bus, you just announce what you've purchased.
Alrighty. Round 2.
Allez-y.
Oh, here we go.
The last thing we need to do is decide what the horn sounds like on the car.
What does the horn sound like, Connor?
Sounds like Connor has an idea.
No, I don't. Which I have one idea, but it's stupid.
I mean, it's definitely a Bukukaracha.
No. And then just like a space sound at the end. It's the Cucaracha, and then it's just with like a pew. That's something we can all mull during the break.
Great.
All right, so everybody think about what the horn on the tour bus sounds like. We'll decide that later. It takes you about an hour. Those of you who need supplies, it takes you about an hour to gather supplies. You pile up into the tour bus. It takes about another hour and 15 minutes to get to Jaraka Keep, or at least the edge of the property. Night is just starting to fall. And you see that there are a lot of hovercraft, Akbaru, speeder bikes, all types of vehicles are already parked outside of Jaraka Keep. So it's no problem to park this tour bus. It doesn't look out of place. You're looking around at all these other vehicles and at Jaraka Keep itself. All of a sudden, there is an explosion in the sky that illuminates all the area around Jaraka Keep in a bright red. And that's where we're going to end this episode.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Tableverse Podcast. The crew of the Terrapin will return next week. If you liked this episode, please consider leaving us a review and rating on iTunes. It would really go a long way to help other amazing people such as yourself to find the show. If you'd like to keep up with us between episodes, you can find us across all social media platforms at The Tableverse. The Tableverse is a Timid Gesture production. It is hosted by Justin Harris. You can find him at Cheris Harris. The podcast is edited by Jeffrey Duke and Justin Harris. Quib is played by Allison Klemp. You can find her at Allison Klemp. Janus is played by Connor Gallagher. You can find him at Connor Said What? Klobak is played by Quentin Lamar. You can find him at Quentin Lamar. Captain Eustace Kriana is played by Jeffrey Duke. You can find him at Jeffrey Duke. Lila is played by Elaine Bledsoe. That's me. You can find her, me, at Elaine Not Seinfeld. Original music for the Tableverse podcast was composed by Jennifer Rokamp. You can find her music at jenniferrokamp.com. Original artwork for the Tableverse podcast was illustrated by Liara K. Crane. You can find her at liarakcrane.co.uk. And until next time, remember,
revenge is a dish best served cold.
Okay, can we go back to the lobby?
Absolutely. After you read that message I just sent you. Which is totally up
to
you.
I was not sent a message.
No, you weren't.
Anybody else? Anne, Helena, Parker, were you sent messages?
I don't have anything.
I wasn't sent a message.
Oh, interesting.
I have zero experience and zero messages.
I like her.